Second half to begin, and Scott City would begin with the football and a 12-0 lead. But to begin the third quarter, they would have a pretty quick three and out that took just over 90 seconds, and they made it from their own 36 to their own 43. Would punt the football. Goodland would go two plays on their drive. They'd take over their own 25, and on the second play of their series from their own 27, Scott City would force their second turnover of the night.
Goodland will line up two receivers to the right, one to the left, wing to the right, one in the backfield, second and eight. It'll be a play fake as Nemechek has all kinds of time. We'll throw it in the middle of the field. Pass going to be intercepted. Carson Froh, 40, 35, breaks. Oh, he fumbled the football back, but I think he fell on it at the 33-yard line. So Scott City will be plus two in the turnovers tonight. The intended receiver is Manny Gonzalez. And with 9:39 to go, third quarter, the Beavers will get the ball back on the plus side of the 50.
Scott City would take over at the Cowboy 33 after Carson Froh's first interception of the year. And it would be a big turnover there, so Scott City would have great field position with 9:39 to go in the third quarter, up 12-0. And Beavers would move into the red zone, and then on second down, Scott City would inch even closer to their third touchdown of the ball game.
10 to snap it. King goes under center, wing to the left, tied in left side on second down. Toss left side to Carson Froh. He gets to the edge. He's inside the 15, inside the 10, breaks through another tackle, spinning forward to near the goal line. He'll be down at the 2-yard line. As he takes it left side, it'll be first and goal on a 14-yard run.
With first to goal to go at the 1-yard line, Scott City inching closer to an 18-0 lead. Why not to give it to Carson Froh? He might as well start what you finished.
Officially at the 1. He has 49 yards, 7:25 to go. This is Carson Froh finishing this drive off. Touchdown, Scott City, with 7:23 here in the third. It's a season high points for the Beavers as the cannon fires, and it's 18-0.
The Goodland Cowboys would end up having great field position after a personal foul face mask and then an unsportsmanlike penalty on Scott City. So 30 yards of penalties put the football after the kickoff all the way to the Scott City 45-yard line. Goodland would be set up with prime field position, trailing 18-0, trying to get back in the game third quarter with about four, or make that 7:23 to go third quarter. And the Cowboys would move the ball on their first three downs 9 yards to the Scott City 36. And on fourth down and less than a yard, Scott City would put up a big wall.
Scott City leading at 18-0. Goodland is 1 of 1 on third or fourth downs tonight. That came in the first quarter. They have a fourth and a yard at the Scott City 36. 7 to snap it. Shotgun formation. Nemechek will run a quarterback sweep right side, and he is going to be stuffed short, I think. He is stuffed short of the first down at the 36-yard line. No gain on the play. A wall of Beaver Blue stuffs him, and it's going to be a turnover on downs.
The Scott City defense yet to give up a first down since the first quarter, and they would force a turnover on downs with 4:48 to go third quarter. Both teams would trade three and outs and punt the ball. Scott City would take over. Late in the third quarter, they're around 2:19 to go at their own 28 with an 18-0 lead, and they move the ball down the field. We'll begin with the fourth quarter and a big fourth down coming up early part of the fourth quarter in our next segment on WesternKansasNews.com.